stock pick time. Wayne, is there anything that you want to add since we already know that you're picking Naspers as your stock pick?
Just a little bit on the previous discussion. The investment by Naspers Stoke process in new tech, new startup companies that are going to absorb cash, that's not going to happen. They are going to still have to put money in the existing businesses and get those businesses through to positive cash flow. And as I said, the last set of results were actually quite encouraging, the revenue growth and the lower losses that they're showing in those businesses. But they're not going to embark on another food delivery stroke e-commerce venture, given the fact that they're going to sell the Tencent and buy back their own shares. So the truly big expansion by Naspers outside of Tencent is probably a thing of the past, unless the share price recovers enormously. So yeah, that's my last comment on it.
All right, David, your stock pick for today?
Now I'm going with what we discussed earlier about the FANG stocks, and I think that the one that we haven't recommended, and I still think is a wonderful company, is Apple. You know, for the first, I was never a buyer of Apple, but I start to think now at these kind of levels, it's starting to look very, very attractive. And you've been given it at a very juicy price. Excuse the pun. If you didn't catch that.
David and Wayne, I'm being...
No, we got it, David. We got it.
David and Wayne, I'm being beaten down by a viewer saying that I can't. We can't have a presenter who clearly hasn't heard of or can't pronounce a process. Just wanting to clear it up that, yes, I do know about a process, but it's just a difference in pronunciation. So,
not a problem.
Thank you very much to the both of you for joining us. Thanks to my guests, David Shapiro from Sasfin Securities and Wayne McCurry from FNB Wealth and Investments. Stockwatch is back tomorrow on Thursday. Have a good evening.